USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fresh off the State of the Union address, President Trump is at the State Department delivering a foreign policy speech on the progress in Syria.
Now, as countries in the region and across our coalition step up their commitments, and we continue to destroy the remnants. That's all they have, remnants. But remnants can be very dangerous. Have to remember that. A remnant can be very dangerous.
The top three Democrats in Virginia are embattled in a firestorm. State Attorney General Mark Herring is apologizing after he admitted to wearing blackface and a wig to look like a rapper when he was in college. The news comes as calls for Governor Ralph Northam to step down are increasing over a racist photo that was released of him last week, and the lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, is denying claims that he sexually assaulted a woman more than a decade ago. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Funeral arrangements are being planned in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as the community mourns the death of an officer who was killed in the line of duty. The officer was killed while he was serving a warrant. An international partnership will work on protecting the planet from a universal threat. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Hoping to keep that from becoming the final theme song of our species, NASA is working with the European Space Agency to test a planetary defense system that would knock an asteroid off its course. They want to try it on a rock dubbed Diddy Moon that is not actually threatening the Earth, but if an asteroid of the similar size were to hit the planet, it would cause some serious damage. The first part of the plan involves launching a special probe that's called DART at the rock in 2021. It would smash into the target in 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Mike Rowe is a host of the Facebook series Returning the Favor and also of Dirty Jobs fame. Now, Rowe was on Fox News, Fox and Friends, and he discusses President Trump's State of the Union address by saying the political polarization in the country is becoming dangerous.
What the president just said, I can't quote him verbatim, but it was really interesting. Just seconds ago, it was vengeance, this or that, this or that, right. This or that. Now, arguments aside, the fundamental choices are binary. In everything. Mm-hmm. Right now, he's right. It is this or that. And it's dangerous to frame everything as good or bad, right or wrong, blue collar or white collar, right? But that's where we are as a country. As a result, we simply don't know what to stand for. Because when we hear something we agree with, if it's coming out of a source we don't like, we're paralyzed. Likewise, if we hear something we disagree with from a source we like, we can't call them out because everything has been framed as this or that. We got 7 million jobs that are open right now. A big chunk of those, the majority, don't require a four-year degree. I got $700,000 I'm trying to give away this month in my foundation. And we do this every year. We're just over 5 million now. Good for us. But look, it's hard to award work ethic scholarships these days because we're affirmatively challenging the idea that the reason unemployment exists is because there are no jobs. There are a lot of jobs.
That's right. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.